Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's the story that I saw. Somebody posted it or emailed it to me. As of January 1st, Illinois sales tax applies to any trade-in vehicle worth more than $10,000. And then they go on to describe what happens. And I'm not going to do a very good job. I'll let Jerry do it for us here. Jerry Haggerty is the owner of Jerry Haggerty Chevrolet and Haggerty Auto Group. So they sell Denalis. What's your line? Ford, Chevys, and GMCs. Is that right, Jerry?
Hi, John. Yes, Chevrolet, Ford, and Buick GMC.
Okay. So tell me what's happening now. What happened January 1st in Illinois when you trade in a car?
Well, let's start with prior to January 1. So if a customer were to purchase a vehicle, say, for $50,000 and had a trade-in that had a value of $30,000, that cash difference number is $20,000, and the customer would pay sales tax on that. So a 7% sales tax rate would be $1,400 in sales tax.
Okay, so stop right there. So if I'm buying a $50,000 car, but hey, I got a $30,000 trade-in, now I got to come up with $20,000 cash. The sales tax, if you will, is on the $20,000 that I'm putting down, not on the $50,000, the purchase price. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's the way it was.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so what happened?
So starting January 1, that same transaction, $50,000 purchase price, a trade-in with $30,000, you still owe that dealership $20,000 plus tax. However, the tax changes in the way that the your tax trade credit is capped at $10,000. So instead of getting the benefit of a $30,000 tax credit, you're only getting a $10,000 tax credit. So the result is that tax that would have been $1,400 effectively doubles to $2,800.
So in the previous scenario, we said $50,000, but I'm doing a $30,000 trade-in. So I'm really only buying, if you will, with cash, $20,000 worth of stuff.
Correct.
Now they're saying what? That it would be, so I'm now, they're capping it at $10,000, you said? Oh, the value
right.
of the trade-in is valued at $10,000, right?
Well, again, correct. The dealership is still allowing you $30,000 for that trade-in, but the Illinois is saying, well, wait a minute, we're not going to give you a full tax credit on $30,000. We're going to max it at $10,000.
So now it's $40,000 I have to pay taxes on.
Correct.
So now it's like it's a $40,000 cash transaction. I got it. So, which is double the tax that I would have paid previous.
Exactly.
And you said that would be how much money?
Well, in that transaction, you went from paying $1,400 in sales tax to $2,800 in sales tax, so literally doubling.
Okay, now I'm looking at the sticker, and we've worked our way down from, you know, 62 to 49, or from 50 to 43 or whatever. But then when I go to write a check, a lot of the hard negotiation I've done, I just give right back to the state.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
I did not know that. And I guess we're doing that, why? Just because we need the money? Is that the idea?
Well, correct. I think that our government and J.D. Pritzker has decided that they need to find some new areas for some new tax revenue, and this is one of them. You know, on top of, obviously, that gas tax that was just hiked, you know, customers are really feeling it when they buy a car and when they drive their car.
So here's the story, though. It says legislation filed earlier this month would repeal that application of sales tax to trade in value over $10,000. Senator Munoz, Antonio Munoz, the Democrat from Chicago, is co-sponsoring a bill with both Democrats and Republicans signing on board. It's awaiting a hearing in the Senate Revenue Committee, and that meets tomorrow. So I don't know if you're hearing much about this, but maybe the people don't like that, and they're telling their legislators to fix it, huh?
Absolutely, and we certainly applaud Senator Munoz's efforts in that. I know that before this law was passed, the Chicago Automobile Trade Association was doing some good work on behalf of Illinois residents, customers, and dealers to try to figure a different way, but they were unsuccessful. This law changed, and it honestly took a little bit of time for customers to realize what happened.
Yeah, no kidding. We never pay attention. There's thousands of bills and all these new laws, and it fades into the gray, and then all of a sudden it hits you, and you go, wait a minute, where was I? I wasn't paying attention when this went down.
Absolutely right. We tend to pay more attention when it affects us personally. Unfortunately, that's the way that happens, and this is a perfect case.
Okay, then maybe since my trade-in value is going to be capped at $10,000, and I don't want to pay that $1,400, I'll buy a less expensive car. That's bad for you, right?
Well, in some cases it could be, but whenever it affects a customer's purchase power, it's bad for the customer. It's bad for the overall experience, both at the dealership and being an Illinois resident. Customers are expressing, when is this going to end? Here's another, just another tax on top of a tax. And we've heard everything from, I can't wait to move out of Illinois to, we expect to have this in Illinois. So just, it's really created a negative atmosphere as far as, transactions have gone.
Yeah, no kidding. Jerry Haggerty would know. He's the owner of Jerry Haggerty Chevrolet and the Haggerty Auto Group, which you guys are mostly in the south suburbs, is that right?
We're in the western suburbs. All three of our stores are on Roosevelt Road. Our Ford stores in West Chicago, our Chevrolet stores in Glen Ellen, and our Buick GMC stores in Villa Park. So, western suburbs.
Do you mind if I take a couple phone calls, Jerry?
Absolutely.
You're the expert here. So let's go to Randy. You're on WGN. Hi, Randy. What can we do for you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Isn't this double taxation?
Let me think about that. I mean, everything is getting taxed here. The car I'm trading in was taxed. The new car I'm buying is taxed. And now they're minimizing. I don't know if it's double taxation. Jerry, what's your thought about that?
Correct. I wouldn't call it double taxation, but they are certainly minimizing the tax credit that you would normally receive. So now certainly when that trade-in comes into our dealership, we're going to turn around and sell it to another customer who will pay tax on that transaction price.
Yeah.
And if they have a trade-in, they're going to have that $10,000 cap as well. So this is an income stream that continues for the state, certainly, depending on the trade-in.
John's on line two. You're on WGN. Hi, John.
Hello. Hey. Have you heard about a loophole in regards to trading in a Silverado pickup or any type of pickup for another pickup where you would get the full tax advantage?
That is correct. There is a loophole. I believe that it's, again, this isn't really determined on what vehicle you're purchasing. It's on your trade-in. So if you are trading in a full-size pickup or, I believe, a van, full-size van, this does not apply. So in that way, it's a loophole. There is a percentage of customers who are trading in pickup trucks, of course. And they would avoid this this tax reduction.
Cars.com says some of the most luxurious vehicles on the road right now are those high-end pickup trucks that you guys sell. They say those are the bomb.
Absolutely, and whether it's the Chevrolet Silverado or the Ford F-150, they're very popular models, and they range in price from in the $30,000 all the way to $60,000-$70,000. So it runs the gamut, and there are a ton of customers who really enjoy driving the full size pickup truck.
Hey Jerry, is there a short answer to this? Can I get around it if I buy the vehicle out of state?
That's a good question. Let me think about that. I believe that you would still be, if you're buying it out of state, it's still taxed on where you're registering that car. So if you live in Illinois, you cannot avoid it.
Nice to talk. On that happy note, let you and I visit again. There are lots of questions and comments about this, so maybe you and I will follow this, Jerry, and as it moves its way through the legislature, I'll come back to you for more commentary, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, John.
Nice to talk to you. Jerry Haggerty. You hear that name a lot here on WGN Radio, the Haggerty Auto Group.